We've been looking at Psalm 23. Of course, Psalm 23 is that psalm that, as I've said, and I don't think this is overstating it, if you ask any Christian what's the one verse they know, I think everyone's going to say John 3:16. But then beyond that, it gets a little sketchy as to what we all have in common. But I would say as far as a section of verses that we would know, probably right up there with it is going to be Psalm 23, because we've all heard Psalm 23 so many times in our lives. It's a great comfort. It's a great source of peace and comfort to our lives. So what I've been doing this week is looking at Psalm 23 and looking at, because sometimes when you hear something a lot, you hear it over and over and over again, it becomes almost rote to you. And so you're not really listening to what you're hearing because you already heard it and you know what's coming next. And so you're not thinking about the depth of what's being said. But in everything that's in the Word of God, there's always deeper things. There's always deeper truths. There's always deeper things that Jesus himself is speaking to you and I and wants us to know so that we do understand him and draw near to him. And so in Psalm 23, since we've heard it so often, rather than just hearing it, oh yeah, I know the verse that comes next. Rather than hearing it, let's really hear it. Let's hear it and let the Holy Spirit show us the depth of meaning and the depth of truth, life, strength, power that is in these verses. So I'm going to read to you again. This is from the New King James. Okay, I've got two Bibles in front of me, and this is off topic, but I don't know if you're like this or not. If I have a Bible more than, 3 months, my Bible's become very filled with notes and scraps of paper and little things, and it's a wonder that my bindings ever last, and most of the time they don't because I have so many papers stuffed in there. So I don't know about you. Are you one that hoards a bunch of paper, a bunch of notes in your Bible? Usually they're there to mark things also, but I have so many things it's hard to even know what's marked. So, at any rate, here we go. Psalm 23. This is from the New King James. Once I get past my notes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I read these verses, and I know I've already talked about it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but I read those verses, and it just makes me excited. I want to talk about it and talk about those verses again, but we will move on. Verse number 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David, the shepherd, learned so many lessons as a shepherd, and learned from that how God is a shepherd over us. And what a great passage that is. What a great psalm that is that David offers us. Because we even see that Jesus, it's a precursor to who Jesus is. It's a foreshadow of our Savior. It's a foreshadow of God becoming flesh in Jesus Christ, because Jesus himself says that he is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. So just like David, we can look at Jesus. David's looking at God the Father and knowing that he's a shepherd. Well, we can look at it in a very personal relationship with Jesus Christ as the good shepherd. So as I've been saying it, I can read this and say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus is my good shepherd. I shall not want. I shall lack for nothing. That's the principle. That first verse tells us the principle that is the truth that transpires, or the truth that is revealed in different ways throughout the rest of Psalm 23. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd, my good shepherd. I shall not want, I shall lack for nothing. And hence, all the rest of this is promises. Promises that I can hold on to, promises that you can hold on to in your life. So we've looked at verses 1, 2, 3. Yesterday, we were looking at He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Today, let's look at verse number 4. Verse number 4 is, this is why we see Psalm 23 used so many times at funerals and as encouragement and hope and comfort during funerals. It says in the New King James, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death." That's the way that it reads in the Amplified Bible. Let me read that again. "Yea, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no dread, no evil. For you are with me, your rod to protect, your staff to guide, they comfort me." No matter what we're walking through, Now, we often use this verse when we are talking about funerals, and we do talk about it as walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, David, when he's talking about this, and we read it this way, you can see the valley as that place where, because of the mountains on either side, the sunlight, you know, the sun is often blocked. If you've got high mountains and you're deep in a valley, there's a lot of trees around you, you know what? Your horizon is not flat, so you have a very small degree of opportunity where you're going to see the sun actually passing overhead. And then otherwise, the sun is blocked by the hills. Doesn't mean sunlight's not coming in, but it's not going to be that brightness, that light. And so we are walking. And if you're in a valley that's a very thick valley, it is going to appear dark, because that's where all the vegetation is going to be strongest. Because in the valley, that's where the water all flows. That's where things are going to be green. That's where you're going to have life and lusciousness. But it's also going to just make things a lot darker. If you've ever walked through, I remember as a kid, we had a very thick forest just off our backyard. And my brother and I would go into that forest. And, you know, even during the sunlight, I mean, sun came through, but there was just such a canopy of leaves during certain points of the summer that it was more than shaded. It wasn't dark, but it was more than shaded. Well, David is saying, yea, though I walk through the deep sunless valley. He's talking about this the way valleys are. But you can walk through events in life. You can walk through valley times in life that just appear hopeless, and there is no light that's there. You appear to be walking in darkness, but you never walk alone. These are words that David is talking to us, not just about death. When we are at a funeral and, you know, thinking about the mortality of someone that we loved, this is actually talking about just being in that place in your life, that valley time of your life, where things sometimes do appear hopeless. It appears dark, and you can't see. You cannot see on your own how to extricate yourself, how to get yourself removed from that and out of that valley and into the light. You know, in the New Testament, when it talks about, one of the things I'll be talking about this week, this Sunday, is the transfiguration of Jesus on that Mount of Transfiguration. And you see that great moment where Jesus has, you know, three disciples, Peter, James, and John, with him, takes them up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And that's, of course, where you see Jesus. He becomes that great illumination like the sun. And his clothes, his raiment, are white and bright. And you see that brightness and that light and all of that. And what, you know, what is that, you know, what is that saying to those disciples? And then the voice of God is there. And the disciples, Peter, says to Jesus, hey, this is a good place. This is a good thing. Hey, Moses is here, Elijah. This is a good place. Let's build some tents and let's stay here. See, there are those mountaintop experiences, those mountaintop times when you see the strength of the Lord, you see the power of the Lord, you have that closeness, you're overwhelmed by the presence, the power, the love, the faithfulness, the truth of Jesus Christ. You're overwhelmed by that. Think about those times in your life where you just have been flying high spiritually, so to speak, where you are flying so high, you believe for anything and everything. You're ready to take on the world and be, you know, a dynamic ambassador for Jesus Christ. And you're powerful in the Word. You have those high spiritual times, those mountaintop times. But then you're going to see, as Jesus came down from that mountain, Peter wanted to stay there. That's what we want. Hey, let's stay here. Let's stay here at those times of great walking through life, great spiritual highs and amplification and intensity. Let's stay here. But the reality is, in this life, we have the mountaintop experiences, but life also has its valley times. It's those lower times, those times that are down in the depths. And this is exactly what David's talking about here in Psalm 23. When we've come down off of the mountain, we're down into the valley. In the story of the Transfiguration, they had that great high, and then Jesus, Peter, James, and John come down off the mountain. And as they come down off the mountain, there they find the rest of the disciples are there, and they're with a father whose son is being demon-possessed to the point where the demon is trying to kill the son, throw the son into the fire by these fits that would be like epileptic fits he cannot control. And the disciples could not deliver the boy. And this was quite a surprising thing for them, because they'd already been sent out by Jesus in the power of the name of Jesus. They'd already been prepared and sent out, and they'd already seen. They'd seen the sick healed. They'd raised the dead. They had delivered demon-possessed in the past, and now they couldn't. And this was a challenging time for them. It was a low time. It was a low experience for them. So we have the mountaintop experiences, but then we have the valley times as well. This is the times that we're going through life that we have to rely on what we've been taught, on what we know, on what we've already seen, what's been invested in us by the Word of God and by Jesus sharing the Word of God. It's what's invested in us because we spent time to know Jesus personally. We've spent that time on the mountain with Him, those exciting times. And we have that truth, and we have that knowledge. And so when we're in the valley, when we're in those low points of life that seem hopeless and dark, and you can't see that light, that illumination that you saw with Jesus. You can't see that. The flesh hides all that. And you can't see that. Those are the times you have to remember what you were taught on the mountaintop times. Because we're all going to have those experiences, those valley experiences. Life is the mountaintop experience, those spiritual highs, and it's the valley experience, you know, those low times. We have both. And both will occur throughout our lives in this natural flesh. Well, David is addressing to us those times when you're walking through, when you're having that experience of that valley time. It's the time when things seem impossible. It's that time when the disciples, they had already seen the victory in Jesus Christ. They'd experienced it. They'd spoken in the name of Jesus. And the sick were healed. The dead were raised. The demon-possessed were set free. They had seen all that, but here they were, and they're experiencing a time, and it confused them. They didn't understand it. They did not understand why they could not deliver this boy from the demon. This is a low time. And it's those times that cause us to question, well, why isn't this working? What is it I believe, and why isn't it working? That's the time that the questions come. And that's where we have to really focus on those mountaintop times and learn when Jesus is showing us those things, learn those things that we can carry those truths and the power and the truth of the Word of God, the truth of Jesus Christ with us into those valley experiences when you can't see the light and things do appear to be hopeless. It's not. You still carry the truth of Jesus Christ with you, and you carry the power of Jesus Christ with you, and we carry it with us even when it doesn't appear. When you can't see it. Oh, you will, as long as we keep our focus, our confidence, our reliance, our hope on Him. We will be delivered out of the valley. And this is exactly what David is sharing with us. So with that imagery and that understanding in mind, yea, though I walk through the valley, or through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death. Listen, when you are going through life's experience, you have the life of Jesus Christ and you have the death of this life. This life is death. That's why this life, this natural life, will come to a close for us. We will always be alive spiritually. Our spirit and our soul will live forever. But this natural body will die. That's the difference between the spiritual, which is life, and the natural, which is death, concludes in death. Though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death. So you can see the flesh, the natural world, is, this is such beautiful imagery. This is just amazing, stunning when you stop to think about it. Because if you think about the Mount of Transfiguration, at the Mount of Transfiguration, the flesh is being removed so the glory of God can be seen. And this is exactly what David is identifying here. David is saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, life, this natural life, the flesh, it hinders, it hides, it blocks the glory of Jesus Christ. The glory is always there, and the glory is in you. Whether you can see it or not, Jesus is in you. And the glory is always there. The flesh can hide it. It acts as a shadow. It blocks. What's a shadow? You know, a shadow is when something is blocking the sunlight and where you are, where you're at. I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. See, David knew that even in those times, in those worst and most hopeless of times, when things appeared to be so dark, David still knew the Lord was with him. And that's even more true for you, because it's not just the Lord being with you. The Lord is in you. The Spirit of God Himself dwells within you. Oh, I don't feel that, Todd. Doesn't change the fact that it is. It's spiritual. It's not emotional. It's spiritual. The emotions are the soul area. It's the soulish area of who you are. I'm talking about the spiritual part of who you are. It is a third of who you are. It's a third of your makeup. And in your spirit, if you've accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, in your spirit, the Spirit of God dwells within you. And so David knew, I will not fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. David said, look, it doesn't matter what it feels like, what it looks like. You are with me. You are with me. I know you're with me. Things might appear hopeless and things might appear dark and sunless, but you are with me. Your rod to protect me, your staff to guide and comfort me. David knows that God has provided for him everything that he needs, even in those times. And this is the message for us. Even in those times, those moments of our lives, when things appear to be hopeless, when things appear to be dark, when we don't see the light, that doesn't change the fact that you have the brightness, the glory, the illumination. The truth of Jesus Christ is in you. And just like David, even more so than David, you can say, I will fear nor dread no evil, for I know that you are with me. If you're going through a valley time experience right now, if you're going through a dark time, we want to pray with you. Because the truth of David's words are more true for you. You need not fear nor dread any evil, even though it appears dark, because he is with you. That's the truth that we can hold on to. That's the truth that will get us delivered.